When the St. Louis Rams open their NFL training camp tomorrow, there will be a lot of eyes on Michael Sam. The defensive end is the first openly gay player ever drafted by a professional football team, and recent comments by former NFL coach Tony Dungy have only added to the attention that will be focused on Sam. Dungy, who is now an analyst for NBC, told the Tampa Tribune he would not have drafted Sam, saying he, quote, wouldn't want to deal with all of it. It's not going to be totally smooth. Things will happen, end quote. Here and Now sports analyst Mike Pesca hosts the podcast The Gist at Slate.com. He's back with us from New York. Mike, what do you think Dungy is talking about there, saying things will happen?
Well, I think he just means in terms of a distraction. And this is a statement, or this is a word that people in the NFL, coaches, people in the front office come back to again and again and again. It's going to be distraction. And when I press people, not just on this, but in the past, people talk, you know, Tim Tebow was a distraction. Well, what does that mean? Where is it, like two fewer plays that you're not going to be able to run through in practice? Is it a lack of mental energy that you're not going to be able to devote? And no one could quite define it. It's just this general sense, especially among non-star players, that they shouldn't be interviewed, that they shouldn't be paid attention to. How will it hurt the team? No one really knows how it will hurt the team, but they all agree it will be, and here's the word again, a distraction.
Well, and the Rams coach, Jeff Fisher, has said it's absolutely not a distraction.
Well, I think maybe it is a distraction, but they are in the business of drawing attention and getting people to go to their games. So if they don't want a distraction, maybe the NFL should never do any interviews. I mean, people are going to pay attention to them. More people will pay attention to this seventh-round draft pick than just about any other seventh-round draft pick ever. He's going to sell more jerseys as a guy who is not a starter or not even maybe a second stringer than probably anyone has ever done. But that's not a bad thing, right? So I understand that Tony Dungy tried to walk back his comments, didn't want to offend anyone, wanted to give the impression that Michael Sam deserves a chance, even though in his original comments he said, I wouldn't want him on my team. So Tony Dungy is literally saying, here's a guy who deserves a chance, I just don't want to be the one to give him the chance.
Well, and here's Tony Dungy, by the way, on the Dan Patrick radio show this week. He was asked whether his faith, because he's a devout Christian, has anything to do with his opinion of Michael Sam. Let's listen to what he said.
You know, gay marriage and who should be on a football team have nothing to do with each other. To equate this to gay marriage, to me, is really silly.
Mike Pesca, how is Michael Sam handling this?
Well, Michael Sam, I guess you could say he took the high road. He really just tweeted a couple things, which was, thank God Tony Dungy isn't the St. Louis Rams coach, he said laughingly, because, you know, the implication being that I wouldn't have been drafted. And then he simply said, like everyone else in America, everyone's entitled to their opinions. Michael Sam is smart enough. And I'm not saying he's been orchestrating some great media push, but he's gotten most of the big things right, and he's smart enough not to pick an unnecessary fight with a guy with the credentials of Tony Dungy and also with the outlet, because that NBC show is the number one rated show. So why get into a fight with Tony Dungy? Let Tony Dungy say what he wants. Let Tony Dungy have his opinions. And just to go back to the gay marriage thing, you know, he has campaigned against or supported people who are against gay marriage. Tony Dungy, you know, always points to his faith as a reason he's against gay marriage. So it's hard not to think, even if not consciously within Tony Dungy, that Michael Sam being gay is not something that Tony Dungy approves of. And if you want to contrast it with Tim Tebow, who was certainly a distraction but also a born-again Christian, Tony Dungy embraced him and said, I hope you make it. So there's a little difference there.
Mike Pesca, Here and Now sports analyst who hosts the daily podcast The Gist at Slate.com. And of course, some people are actually going to be just watching Michael Sam on the field as this training camp gets underway. Mike, thank you so much.